It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our program on a Thursday. Border Crossings is with you, and today is Take Your Kids to Work Day. We do this every year. I brought my son. Hello.
Hello.
Andrew's here with me. Say hi to the Worldwide.
Hi, Worldwide, and everybody. Makes no sense.
Andrew is here to keep us company. I'm going to have a group of kids because they're bringing a whole group of kids by to stop by and see us in just a little bit as well. And we're going to be visited by the CEO of the Voice of America. He's the top. He's the chairman. And he's coming to join us in the next 15 minutes or so. So hang around. That's coming up. Moti. Moti is listening to Border Crossings and said, my name is Moti the Third, and I want to hear a song from G-Eazy and Kehlani, the new one, which is called Good Life.
Raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater.
Still stay the same, stay down from the jump and they never change. Man, it's a moment I could never trade. Yeah, I told my moms not to stress no more. Go hit the Bentley store and no credit card debts no more. I bought the crib and it's an escrow now, so you don't never have to worry about how you gon' pay rent no more. I put my team in position, now they making a killing. Stacking blue faces straight to the ceiling. Out in Vegas, I'm with them, ordering bottles of the Ace when they send them. Till it ain't enough space up on the table to fit them. Go ahead and
raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater. Straight up from nothing we go. Higher than the highest skyscraper. No little league we major. The proof is in the paper. We put the good in the good in the good life.
The good
we
life.
Put the good.
Have a toast to success. No looking back from here, no more being broke and distressed. I put my heart into this game like I opened my chest. We only pray for more M's while you hope for the best. We make these plays, man, I'm finessing these checks. Time's up for everybody, I'm collecting old debts. And I swear this champagne just tastes better on jets. I'm just out here being great, man, this is real as it gets. I put my team in position, now they making a killing. Stacking blue faces straight to the ceiling. Out in Vegas, I'm with them, ordering bottles of the Ace when they send them. Till it ain't enough space up on the table to fit them. Go ahead and
raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Life's only getting greater.
Yeah.
Straight up from nothing we go.
Float up.
Higher than the highest skyscraper. No little league we major.
Yeah.
The proof is in the paper.
You know.
We put the good in the good in the good life.
The good
we
life.
Put the good.
It's Border Crossings, and that song is a new song called Good Life. It's G-Eazy and Kehlani. They're both from Oakland, California. My name is Larry London. We welcome you to our show on a Thursday. It's Take Your Kids to Work Day, and we've got two lovely kids who are here visiting VOA along with their parents, and they're little ones, little kids. What are your names?
Altai.
real loud.
Altai.
Altai. And your name is?
Turquoise.
Turquoise. And how old are you guys?
6, 8.
And can you speak Japanese? Because you said mom is from Japan. You
just
speak Nihongo?
Yeah.
Oh. You probably speak more than I do then. Ima nanji desuka?
Juji
desu. Oh! Yay! Very good. Sugoi. You know what sugoi means? It means great, excited, happy. Are you Genki? Genki desuka? Yes. Okay, good. Wow. Very good. Well, what are you guys doing while you're here? Are you visiting all the programs and all the DJs and all the hosts?
Hmm.
And where does your mom work or your dad? Does he work here or does mom work here? They both work here.
Dad.
He works in what service?
Office.
In an office. The Turkish service, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the Turkish service. Well, you guys got a lucky day to go to visit the Voice of America and miss school today. What grade are you in? I'll tell you what grade are you in. Kindergarten. Wow. And what grade are you
first
in?
Grade.
First grade. And what city do you live in?
America.
America. That's a nice big city. What city? Do you know what you live in? Virginia or Maryland or in
Virginia?
Virginia. Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys look beautiful. You both look lovely and happy. So thank you for coming in to the Voice of America. It's nice to meet you. You guys listen to music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite singer?
My...
Who? You don't know? Justin Bieber, or who do you like? You don't know? Selena Gomez?
I just know my favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
The Final Countdown.
The Final Countdown. Wow, that's awesome. High five. Give me a high five. All right. It's nice to meet both of you guys. And I thank you for coming to the Voice of America and visiting. Thank you. Can you say this is Border Crossings? Go up to the microphone. Go up real close and say, this is Border Crossings.
This is Border Crossings.
All right, here we go. It's another request on Border Crossings. A happy birthday request for Abdul Aziz Kasali, who's tuned into the show in Nigeria. It's Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday.
Make with this, I ought to be low again. in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Border Crossings, Abdulaziz Kasali, happy birthday to you, and I thank you for listening. And he said also, I'm celebrating a birthday with Deborah Dunladi, and they are in Nigeria listening to the show. That was Stevie Wonder. Here on The Voice of America, I'm Larry London. As we make our way through a Thursday, it's Take Your Kids to Work Day. It's also Take Your CEO to Work Day. We would like to welcome to our show for the very first time, and what an honor and a pleasure it is to have you in the studio, Mr. John Lansing, who is the boss. He runs The Voice of America. Nice to have you here.
Larry, thank you. It's great to be here and great to welcome all of our daughters and sons of the VOA.
You know, I see you in the hall all the time, and a lot of the, you know, you're a very approachable guy, although I'm kind of very nervous to approach you, but I just wanted to say thank you for all you've done for The Voice of America. You've made us, you know, a lot better, a lot happier, and we appreciate that, all of the people that work here.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your work every day, broadcasting around the world and playing great music, and the greatest tradition of The Voice of America really is sending out the vibe of the U.S. experience, the American experience, freedom of expression, what democracy and civil society stands for, and communicating that all around the world.
And it's, you know, it's a privilege for me to be able to host a program every day and speak to 100 countries around the world. And, you know, it's just an honor to do that. And you give me that honor and that privilege. And I'm grateful to you. And I appreciate, on behalf of our audience who enjoy this show, thank you for giving them the great programming that you have made possible for us.
Well, thank you for the great job you do every day.
Well, thank you. And so I also wanted to find out a little bit about you, because not many people know a whole lot about you. Where did you work before you came here? Your background in broadcasting or in the communications industry?
No, in broadcasting, I began right out of high school as a news cameraman in TV, and progressed through that for a few years, and then got into news management, managed newsrooms in major cities in the U.S., including Minneapolis and Chicago, and later shifted to cable television, and I managed the networks of Scripps Networks, which include the Food Network and Travel Channel. Those networks are seen around the world as well.
Yes, yeah. And so here at The Voice of America, in the amount of time that you've been here, I think it's, what, 3 years?
2 years.
2 years. What's been the highlight so far for you?
Well, really, the highlight for me is bringing in such a talented team to lead The Voice of America. My position is actually over the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which is all of U.S. international media, which includes Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, the Middle East Broadcasting Networks, the Office of Cuba Broadcasting, Radio Free Asia, and Voice of America. But to be able to bring in somebody like Amanda Bennett to come in as director of Voice of America, she's twice won the Pulitzer Prize in her work as a journalist, and she's transforming the agency in such a special way. And we grew our audience for Voice of America by 50 million in her first year.
Wow. Wow. They say you're only as good as your team, and you know, that's great. I mean, we have a great team here. And we've all got our fingers crossed, hopefully, for a bright future for The Voice of America. We're in the midst of all kinds of uncertainty right now. But nonetheless, we're given a privilege being on The Voice of America, reaching so many people who rely on us for a variety of reasons, whether it be the news of the day, which we provide in so many languages, or music on this very program, which we play requests every day. And so thank you again for the privilege of doing this.
Thank you, Larry. It's really my honor, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Wow. I'm touched. I want to cry. But thank you, Mr. Lansing. We got a group of kids who are also here, and I want a round of applause for Mr. Lansing. Come on, give him some love. The CEO of The Voice of America. He's the boss. He's the guy at the top of the tower. We're going to play a request, and Mr. Lansing will stick around for a little bit. The kids are here. This is a request from one of our listeners who tunes into Shagger FM 102.1 in Ethiopia. Isaias is listening, and this is a brand new song from Ed Sheeran. You kids know who Ed Sheeran is?
Yeah, I know who Ed Sheeran is.
His new album, do you know what his new album is called?
I forgot.
It's Divide. That's the name of the new album. He got a tattoo, by the way. He got a tattoo for his new song. And this song, the new song is Galway Girl. But the mistake he made was having a friend give him the tattoo, because the tattoo says Galway Grill. Somebody misspelled his tattoo. Here's Ed Sheeran for Assayas in Ethiopia, listening to Border Crossings.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you want to drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. Beat me at pool and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl. Closing time, I was holding a hand, her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
Border Crossings, and you are listening to Requests and Dedications from the worldwide audience. If you want to call in and you have a question for Mr. Lansing while he's here for the few more minutes he's here, I'm sure he'd be happy to say hi to our worldwide audience. You can call 202-619-2077 if you have something you want to say. We just celebrated our 75th anniversary at the Voice of America. And if you have something you want to say, even happy anniversary, you can talk to Mr. Lansing at 202-619-2077 for the remaining few minutes. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And, of course, twitter.com. You can send a tweet to #BCVOA. All right, boys and girls that you're here, do you have any questions that you would like to ask of Mr. Lansing while he's here? Is there a question? Any question at all about the Voice of America and what we do and who we talk to and what we say and the languages we broadcast in? You guys?
There's
you
one.
Do. Okay, here's a question. Well, we got two questions. All right, you first. Go up to the mic, ask your question.
Okay, so.
Loud so we can hear you.
How many languages do you speak in?
Well, I speak in one language, but Voice of America speaks in 45 languages.
Wow.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 45 different languages.
Wow.
It's a lot of languages and a lot of people around the world. You have a question? We'll get to yours, too. Okay, you raised your hand first, so go ahead. Real close. Nola. This is Nola, by the way.
Hi, Hi, Nola.
Okay. How did the Voice of America came to be?
That is a fantastic question. So you've learned in history about World War II. It broke out after Pearl Harbor in December of 1941. And in the winter of 1942, under President Roosevelt, they decided it was important to fight against the propaganda coming out of Japan and Germany to start telling the truth to the world. And so they passed a law creating the Voice of America, and in the law it says it's required to tell the truth whether the truth is good or bad news, but always to tell the truth to the world. And that's how the Voice of America was started 75 years ago.
Do you know what propaganda is?
I do.
You do? What's propaganda?
Propaganda is false info.
There you go.
Wow, very
she's
good.
A smart girl here. False information. You know, things that are said that may not be true.
It's so, tricking people. You ever had somebody try to trick you by telling you something that's not true? That's what
propaganda is. Go ahead, sweetie. This is Kalina.
How often do people go on air?
Oh, gosh. Well, you have Larry here who goes on air every day of the week, and most of our broadcasters are on every day of the week. Of course, they take some time off on weekends or other days of the week, but we're broadcasting out of 29 studios, 8 television studios, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 3rd and Independence in Washington, D.C.
And what a great place to come to work every day. You know, I've lived in so many cities, L.A. and Boston and all around the world, and Tokyo and Hong Kong, and now coming to work every day, it's surreal that I get to walk past the Capitol, the Washington Monument, every single day.
It is a great place to work, isn't it? I make a point of going out at lunchtime and just taking it all in almost every day.
It's just amazing. It's amazing. Ethan, you have a question for Mr. Lansing, the CEO of the Voice of America.
How many people work at Voice of America?
Another great question. So this building has 45 different newsrooms that are doing news in 45 different languages, plus all of the great technicians like the ones that are helping us be on the air live right now, and then people like Larry that are people who are on air. It's a total of about 1,400 people here at Voice of America.
And I want to give these kids some credit because these questions, no one wrote them for them.
No, these are good.
These are questions from the kids. So you guys, awesome interview. Awesome. Any more questions for him before we play another song? No? Okay. One more song. I know he's got a very busy schedule. Everybody knows Adele. Everybody knows Adele. This is a request from Hannah, who's listening in Ethiopia, and this is Adele with When We Were Young.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. God, this reminds me of when we were young. Just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you. Photograph you in this light in case it is the last time that It was just like a song.
When we react, when we react, when we react, when we react.
It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Like a movie, it was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we're young.
Crossings, Adele, when we were young, and we've got a lot of young people here in our studios today. Take your kids to work day. And it's always a pleasure. I always look forward to this day of the year because I get to meet so many young kids who whose parents work here at the Voice of America. And I'm going to ask that you introduce yourselves. You tell us who you are and where you live, how old you are. First of all, you, what's your name?
My name is Sarah.
And how old are you, Sarah?
I'm 10.
10. And where are you from? Where do you live?
I live in Manassas Park.
Manassas Park. And so you did all the questions. You did questions for Mr. Lansing. Yep. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate you coming in. What's your favorite singer? Who's your favorite singer? Aside from Adele, because you were just singing loudly with Adele. So she's one of your favorites.
Honestly, my favorite is the group Pentatonix.
Pentatonix.
I love Pentatonix.
A cappella band.
Yeah.
They're an a cappella group. How about you? What's your name? Come on close. Don't be shy. Come on. What's your name? What's your name?
Thomas.
How old are you? Come on close.
Nine.
I won't bite you.
Nine.
Thomas, you're 9. Where do you live, Thomas?
Three Falls.
Oh, okay. And so today you got the day off, and you got to hang out with Mom. And where does Mom work? And what division or what language service?
Chinese.
The Chinese service. Can you speak Chinese?
Yeah, I'm very bad at it.
Very bad. Me too. Xie xie. Ni hao. You don't know. Ni hao is how are you?
Yeah, I know that.
Habu hao?
No.
Say hung hao.
No.
All right, what's your name? We're going to keep on going quickly.
Jeremy,
how old are you?
7.
And where do you live?
In Vienna.
Vienna. And so your parents work here?
Yeah.
Mom or dad?
Mom.
And where does Mom work? Which service?
Chinese.
The Chinese service. One of our biggest services is the Chinese service. Do you get to go to work with, you love China?
I want to go to China.
You want to go to China?
Yeah.
All right. Well, have Chinese food for lunch. That's about as close as you're going to get.
Food trucks.
So, do you know what part of China your mom is from?
No.
Take a guess. A little part. This one right here. Right there. That's the part of China. Near Beijing?
No,
not near Beijing. Where?
It's the midpoint between Beijing and Guangzhou.
Oh.
So it's Hubei.
Hubei, okay. All right, I know Hubei. I used to be on the air in Beijing and Shanghai many years ago. I did a music show. And what's your name? Quickly, come on up.
My name is Ethan.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
11, and where do you live, Ethan?
I live in Montgomery County, Maryland.
So do I. What a coincidence. I live in Olney, which is in Montgomery County. And so you are in what grade? Being 11, fifth grade, fourth grade, what?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So you're going to go to middle school next year. Ooh, that's scary stuff. Are you scared?
I don't want to go to
middle school. Sorta. It's fun. Don't be scared.
I don't want to go to middle school.
Nice to meet you, Ethan. Come on up. We're moving right along. Your name is?
Nola.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
And where are you from, sweetie?
McLean, Virginia.
And what music do you like to listen to? Because you were singing with Adele, too.
Probably pop.
Pop. What kind of pop music? There's a lot of pop music.
Adele,
Megan Trainor.
Justin Bieber? You don't like Justin Bieber
like
too much?
Bieber so much.
Yeah, I don't really like
his new music is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's not doing some good things, but his music is good.
The Chainsmokers,
they're
Ed
cool.
Ed Sheeran.
Wow, you got it all covered. We play it all on this program, so hopefully you'll be listening, Nola. Nice to meet you.
I'm switching channels from now on. I'm no longer listening to 92.5. Sorry.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Look, I got a new listener. Now I got three listeners tuned in. I'm up to three. Congratulations. What's your name?
Tasso.
And this is your sister?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Kalina.
And you are?
What?
How old?
Oh, I'm 10 years old.
10?
6.
And 6. And you guys live where? You got to move a little closer to the microphone because you're way... Alexandria. And so what do you do for fun on the weekend? When you're not in school, what's your weekend like?
Swimming, singing, eating shave ice.
Wow.
And
shave ice. I like that so weekend. Good. I'm going to do what you do on the weekend. So you like to sing. What are you singing?
Pop.
Pop music. And how about you?
Radio Disney.
That's what you like to. Who's your favorite artist on Radio Disney? Number one favorite of all time. If you could meet one Disney singer, who would it be?
Justin Bieber.
He's not on Disney, but that's cool. That's a good choice. High five. Good job, Tasso.
Fifth Harmony was on Disney.
Fifth Harmony?
Yeah,
they might have visited, but they're not from Radio Disney. Disney. Demi Lovato and those people came from Disney. Hannah Montana, you know, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Oh, you're not one of the kids. You're one of the grown-ups, aren't you? No. You're one of the kids? You're a big kid. What's your name?
Amari.
I like that name, Amari.
Thank you.
And how old are you, sweetie?
15.
And 15. So you're in high school. And which high school?
Glen Park.
And so what do you have any idea what college you want to go to? You're a 10th grader. So right now you're starting to think about...
I'm in ninth.
Ninth grade. Oh, so you just got in high school. So you're not worried about what you're going to do when you graduate and where you want to go to college? You haven't thought about
not
any
yet.
Of that at all? How about music? What are you listening to? What's playing on your player?
Rap.
Like what? I mean, who?
Big
Future
Flop.
And who?
Big Flop. He's a DMV rapper.
Oh, you know, Dram is pretty hot now. He's a new guy. Dram, Lil Yachty. You don't know them? Broccoli and...
Broccoli.
Yeah, Lil Yachty, you know. And who
I
else are you
like
listening
broccoli.
To? What other things? How about the new Kendrick Lamar album? That's huge. That's number one now.
I listen to DMV rappers.
Okay. Just from the local area.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Great. Support the local homegrown talent. Nice to meet you, Mari.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Did we miss anybody? Did we get everybody? All the kids have been on?
We
got everybody.
Yeah,
all right, well, we're going to let the next group come in. But before you guys say goodbye, I want you to just say a message to the world because they're all tuned in. There's millions of people listening right now. Is there anything you want to tell them?
Remember me.
Remember you. Kalina, remember you.
I'll be a pop star.
She's going to be a pop star.
I'm going to be an artist.
You're going to be an artist.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You don't know what you're going to do. All right. Well, see, this is the future, folks. And have you ever heard of Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I love Michael Jackson.
Yes. He's amazing.
Sadly, he died.
We're all sad he died. Caleb in Ethiopia requested a song. What did Caleb in Ethiopia request? Can you all say this real loud?
Heal the world.
Here it is. Michael Jackson, Heal the World.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. Strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there are dreams to stop existing and start living. Better place for you and for me.
Michael Jackson and Heal the World, Make It a Better Place, a request from Caleb in Ethiopia, tuned into the show today. Maha Null is listening and sent a message from Kuwait. She listens to 96.9 FM. Jack Gilson is tuned in. Sammy Tack, Nahom Araya is with us. Heard from Cletus Clarks in Ghana on the way to the orthopedic hospital that Cletus works at. Joseph Gabetti is listening. Richard Marinho, Salamawit Workne, Ananya Seleshi, Miaw. Lots of people tuning into our show today. We're glad you're with us. Thank you so much for joining Border Crossings. It is a Take Your Kids to Work Day, and it's a day that kids get a day off of school. Isn't that what the best part of this is, guys?
Yes.
Is that you get a day off school. Whenever this comes around, no, really, why not? You like school?
Yeah.
You like school. What's your favorite subject in school? You got to get closer
math
to the microphone.
Or science.
Math or science? Now, you said it depends. It depends on
what we're doing that day.
Ah, okay.
Get the school lover.
He's a school lover, or she's a school lover. What are your names? I want to meet you guys. Introduce yourself.
My name is Amy.
Amy, how old are you?
I am 9.
And you live where? You want to say hi to your school?
Hi!
Well, we got to know what school name it is. You're just hi.
Elementary.
Okay. And you are?
Leia.
Leia?
Leia.
Leia. And what's your last name?
Boygius.
And your dad works here in what service?
Macedonian.
He's famous. Your dad is famous. You know, he walks up and down the hall, and it's like parting. Everybody moves to the side when he goes by. But Leia, so how old are you?
10.
And what school do you go to, sweetie? You got
to
get closer. Get closer.
I go to Arlington Science Focus School.
Uh-huh. And what's your favorite subject?
Probably math.
Math. Now, a school that's called the Arlington Science Focus.
Yeah.
Is the focus on science?
I don't know.
They
always say it's science at Arlington Science Focus School, but everyone asks if it's all about science, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. So your favorite subject's math.
Yeah.
Oh, great. What's 27 times 82?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know either. Without a calculator. So what grade are you in?
Fifth
grade. All right, so next year you're in middle school.
Yeah.
Are you nervous or excited?
Both.
That's great. And so you're going to be done with school very soon. This is, coming up on May, then June we're done. Wow. Pretty girl. You're a pretty girl.
School is good.
What's your name?
Andrew.
And how old are you, Andrew?
12.
12, so you're in middle school.
Yeah.
In fact, you're thinking about high school already. By 12, 14, you're in high school, but 12, second year of middle school? First year? And what middle school do you go to?
Rose Parks Middle School.
And that's near my house in Olney. And what's your favorite subject?
Math.
Everybody likes math. So what do you want to do
math
when you...
Science.
What are you thinking about what you might want to do for a career? Now, I'm not going to pin you down to this. I just kind of any idea, because a lot of kids grew up and they, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a ball player, have you thought of anything? Doctor, lawyer, anything?
Something involving computers.
Computers. Like all right, you like computers.
Yep.
Excellent. And how about you? What's your name?
My name is Jonathan.
And Jonathan, you don't have to get too close to the microphone because you're louder.
Okay.
No, that's all right. You don't have to step back. How old are you?
11.
11. And what school do you go to?
Only elementary.
Only elementary? So you know Mrs. Glaw.
Yeah.
She's the principal.
Yes.
My son Andrew, who's here, goes to Olney Elementary. Do you know Andrew?
Yes.
You do?
I know that one.
You know that Andrew. Well, that's the only Andrew I have.
Well, I will introduce two people simultaneously. Hello, Andrew. My name is Andrew.
Oh, two Andrews meeting. It's amazing. It's a miracle of modern science. So, Jonathan, what grade are you in? You got to be in
fifth
grade. Are you a patrol?
No.
No, you don't? You're not a patrol? You're excited. You'll be joining your buddy in Rosa Parks next year.
I'm not going to Rosa Parks.
Where are you going to go?
I forgot the name.
You forgot the name. That's a great middle school.
It's not a middle school.
It's not a middle school. What's your favorite subject?
I don't know. I guess sometimes science and stuff.
Science and stuff. I like science and stuff. That's fun, especially when you do experiments, the science experiments. And who was your second grade teacher? Did you ever have Mrs. Berg?
No, I had Miss Buns.
Mrs. Buns. My daughter had Mrs. Buns.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Jonathan. I look forward to seeing you in Olney. I'll see you at Rita's. Do you go to Rita's?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. There you go. He had to think about it for a second. Nice to meet you.
They're building a new Rita's close to the other one.
I heard they're building a Chick-fil-A, too.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your name?
Danilla.
And how old are you, Danilla?
I'm 10.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Manassas Park Elementary.
Manassas Park Elementary. And what grade might you be in? Come on a little closer. You guys keep stepping back further and further. Fifth grade, so you're going to middle school next
yes.
year. Are you excited about it?
Kinda.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Everybody likes math. Why is that?
Except me.
Except you. What's your favorite subject? You said science and stuff.
Okay, you can stop saying stuff.
Do you like the science or the stuff? Which one's more?
Science and stuff means science stuff.
All right.
Science and other things in science.
And you like math. What is it about math that you like? Really? Because, you know, when I was your age in school, math wasn't, it was hard for me. Is math easy for you?
Yeah.
Do you like fractions?
Yeah.
Division, multiplication?
Easy.
I'm jealous. You're too smart. Nice to meet you. And we got one more person to meet. And come on over here. Julianne?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you, sweetie?
Nine.
You're nine. And where do you go to school?
Stedwick Elementary.
Stedwick Elementary. What grade? So you're nine. Let me guess. Are you in, by nine... You must be in fourth grade or third grade.
Third
grade. What's your favorite subject?
Art.
Whew, glad you didn't say math. Art.
Math too.
You like math also? You're so cute.
All I'm
you.
Always the first one to finish.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's the best thing you made in art so far this year? Because the year's almost over. What's the best thing you made?
Nothing really. Because
nothing. You're an artist.
I don't get to choose what we do.
You don't?
No.
But you do a lot of painting and you do.
I don't do painting.
No?
I just draw.
Just drawing with chalk or charcoal, I mean, or what
pencil.
Do you... Pencil drawing. Okay.
Or pens.
Well, very nice to meet you, sweetie. Is there anybody you want to say hi to today? Where's your... You have a relative that works here? Parent?
My dad.
Your dad? What service does he work in? You don't know what
he's
he does?
He's a journalist.
Ooh. All right. I'm impressed. He's a journalist. Is he speaking English?
Yeah.
All right. So he's in the newsroom probably? You don't know.
Yeah.
You think so. All right. Well, it's okay. Nice to meet you, Julian. Thank you for coming on. She's just staring. Nice to meet all of you kids. I'm going to play one more song, okay? And I want to know if any of you have ever heard of Rihanna.
Yay.
You know Rihanna? Oh, you all like Rihanna?
Oh, yeah.
All
I
right.
don't like her.
You don't like her?
My friend looks like her.
Oh, your friend looks like her. Oh. So it's your friend, but you don't like Rihanna because your friend looks like her. Get closer to the microphone, Leia. I want you to introduce this next song. This is her new song.
Love on the Brain.
Love on the Brain. Thank you very much. You did a great job. Monica in Kuwait. Here's Rihanna on Border Crossings.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. No matter what I do.
just to get close to you. Could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Crossings, Rihanna on the radio with a little love on the brain. I'm Larry London, and it's Take Your Kids to Work Day, and I want to say hi to Fadimi Unlar. Fadimi Unlar is in Germany listening to us and checked in all the way from Berlin. Guten Tag, wie geht's? Mary Buckman's listening. A. and Donna Pepper is tuned into 95 FM in Nigeria. Dolore Ovi checked in. So, Dolore, thank you for your message. Carl Coley also said hi to the program. Abinette Getachew is with us. Carl May, Sly Jackson, Owalu England geographer Walter Oak, and Metamorphic Rock. Thank you all for joining Border Crossings. Thank you for the requests and dedications. And again, to the kiddos, thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate having you on the studio. You're here, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, there we go, because they're not saying anything. You got to, because otherwise you leave me hanging. I'm up hanging.
Saying stuff right now.
Why not? Why not? Anything you want to say before we go? We got a minute. Anything you want to say to the worldwide fans?
Also, in case whoever said hello to Andrew, I'm guessing because it was German, and I'm part German, hello, Natalie, if it's you.
See? There you go. Hello back from Andrew.
I'm just kind of doing this for my friend. His name is like Blake Waring, and if you can find his YouTube channel, and maybe you can help him in subscribing.
Okay, and you're. Thank you very much, guys, for coming on. This is Border Crossings. We'll be back tomorrow live at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications and a guest in our studios tomorrow. Thanks to Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and thanks again to Mr. John Lansing, the CEO of the Voice of America, for joining us today. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.